Hello and welcome back to Thornvale. As usual, I am excited to get started. This is the second recording session in a row where we have just like absolutely had to do another episode.
Yup.
We weren't planning on recording a second episode today, but we're doing another one.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
But before we do that, I will invite everyone to join us over on The Actual Place. That is our Discord server where we love to hang out with people. You can find the link in the show notes as always. We also have a Patreon if you can't get enough of our voices and you want to listen to a whole bunch of more content from us. We highly recommend that. The bonus content we have on Patreon is awesome. And I think that is it for now. Let's find out what happened last time on Thornvale.
So I'm with other Stanley in the other place, the other Thornvale, trying to just figure out what the heck is going on. Like, none of it is making sense. I told Stanley that I know the Empty Man's true name, and he seemed really surprised by that. I tried to get some more information about, like, how the whole replacing things work and what this place even is. Apparently the replacing is like they're kidnapping people on our side and bringing them over here and holding them in like a stadium, because the more people that are like swapped between sides makes the connection stronger. I asked him about some specific people. He said Holland is dead. My mom is dead. He hasn't seen Anthony for a while. I asked about River. River's here, but not with, you know, the people against this, with Henry. Stanley said he left when it, you know, the plan became clear that it was not gonna work. But his only plan to stop it is to kill Bjorn. And I don't even know if that'll actually stop it. Anyway, I was talking to him and I heard something outside of the cabin. I went to try and look because I figured it was Samantha. I didn't see anybody. I warded the cabin against myself and accidentally kicked myself out. And then a portal opened up back to my Thornvale. I jumped through into my body and then jumped right back. My Henry came with. I quickly tried to explain that Stanley was in trouble. There was a skeleton dog trying to get into the cabin, so I assumed that meant Hank was near. I kind of drew attention to myself to get Hank's attention and told him that I knew his secret, trapped him into a bubble with me, and commanded him to stay still while I looked at his memories to see what their plan was. Except when I connected to his mind, something was wrong. It doesn't feel like the Empty Man. And he said he was alone, but in his memories, Samantha's supposed to be here too. I snapped back to myself out of his mind, and he slashed me across the throat.
Alrighty, we are back. Sammy, you just realized you effed up.
I messed up bad.
In the worst way possible.
I mean, let's be real. This isn't the first time this has happened to Sammy.
Nope.
Messing up real bad, I mean.
Immediately, your force field, like, drops.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That you had been, your silence shield that you kind of had around you and the Empty Man. Or
well,
you and the Empty Henry.
The Empty Boy.
The Empty Boy.
The empty boy. Right. That's what you're calling him.
Hank.
I think you kind of stumble backwards, clutching your throat. You can't say anything. He's torn through your windpipe, through your arteries. Henry, you see Sammy come kind of stumbling backwards, holding on to our throat.
Can I say that in the moment of the shield dropping, or actually in the moment of he saw the throat slit, he would have prepped a dart, and the moment the shield dropped, he is going to attempt to fire a dart to drop Hank.
You never said you did that.
No, that,
well, but it's a weapon he has. He can use
that's
the
what
weapon.
That's what I was gonna say. It was right at the end of the episode when I didn't
he
have time to.
He wasn't currently being attacked by the dog.
Okay,
so
yeah,
he does
sure.
have an opening.
Sure. Go ahead and roll kick some ass then.
Dice, I spent good money on you. Don't fail.
You can't say things like that. Or at least I can't say things like that. You might be able to get away with it.
That is a 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh,
okay.
Barely.
And can I attempt precise strike or not? Since it's not really a attack in a sense of like causing more damage, but I'll ask anyway.
I don't think it's necessary with this one. Because you just really have to hit him.
Yes, I just have to stick him.
Yeah, so you immediately like blow dart at him, and I think it kind of hits him like in the chest. And he looks down at it, and he looks up at you, and he says, "You bastard." And he starts like stumbling backwards.
Henry is running full tilt at him.
Henry, you rolled a mixed success on a kick some ass.
Uh-oh. Samantha
Henry,
time.
You don't even hear the shot, but you feel it as it rips through your leg.
Ow!
You take 3 points of damage and are knocked to the ground as Hank stumbles backwards and collapses onto his back.
Okay, that's bad. But move on from me. Come back.
Actually, you know what? We're going to go to Bjorn.
Okay.
You have been trying desperately to get through to the other side. And it has not been working. Oliver is pacing nervously behind you. It's been probably 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
It took a little while for Sammy to have this conversation with Hank. Go ahead and roll. Use magic again to try to break through again.
As Bjorn has been trying, he's going to point at Oliver and just say, "You are going to stay on this side if I get this working again."
Roll manipulate someone.
Oh.
With fervor.
Yeah. I can't imagine an opportunity where that works less.
9.
9. Okay. Give him a reason.
The last thing we need is another person stuck on that side who can't defend themselves.
But what if I can bring Sammy back?
You don't need to worry about that. I am going to worry about that. And he can't see me because I'm still invisible, but...
You'd better.
I promise I will.
And he nods. All right, Bjorn, roll use magic.
I think he's also going to say, you might even want to get in that shack so you're at least behind something. I don't know what's happening over there.
He doesn't move.
Okay, well, at least he convinced him to stay. So now I need to use magic.
Boy, is Bjorn in for a treat.
Yikes, that's a 6.
Doesn't work.
Oh,
not working.
No, Bjorn.
You keep trying, Bjorn. It keeps not working.
I don't like this.
Sammy. Blood is gushing from your throat.
This isn't an experience mine, I'm going to say.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man, I should probably heal myself, but she's looking to make sure Stanley, like, isn't coming out of the cabin, but also trying to track where Samantha is in the trees. Could I just maybe do, like, read a bad situation?
If you don't heal yourself right now, you are going to lose another point. But you can roll read a bad situation. I'm just saying, like, if you take any longer to look around, you're bleeding out pretty quickly.
I mean, she's Sammy, so I think she's gonna look around first.
Okay, roll read a bad situation.
9.
9, okay, one question.
Can I use what's the best way to protect the victims as in protecting Stanley?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'll ask that then.
Sammy, you turn around when you hear the shot. You're starting to get a little woozy, a bit shaky, but you turn around, your hands clamped on your throat, and you see Henry is, like, lying on the ground next to you, clutching his leg, which has been shot through at the shin, and you can hear the sound of Stanley inside starting to remove the chair he placed underneath of the door.
Oh, no, no.
So he's going to come out in a second. If you want to protect the victims, you need to get Stanley and Henry in there and hole up. Because you know Bjorn can come back here. You need to get undercover quickly because you know just how deadly she is with that sniper rifle.
Yeah, okay. I don't think she's gonna stop to heal her throat, but she's gonna put a hand on her throat.
Okay, you lose 1 point of damage, by the way.
Okay.
Or you gain 1 point of damage, rather.
She's gonna grab Henry by, like, the collar of, like, his hoodie or whatever he's wearing and bodily drag him over to the cabin door.
Okay. Sammy, roll act under pressure.
What happened to Hank? Where is he? I want to beat the crap out of him.
He collapsed.
You paralyzed him.
You incapacitated him, yeah.
I know, but I don't want to just be dragged away like an invalid.
Would this be protect someone, maybe? instead of...
Yes, I think that makes sense.
Okay, cool. I have slightly better odds with that one. That's a 10!
Nice.
Alright. Yeah. Sammy, you kind of grab Henry and start yanking him towards the door. You are losing energy quickly, but you're able to pull him towards the door, and you hear another shot, and it just barely misses you.
Oh.
And you know she's going to need a second to line up the next one. Stanley opens up the door and sees you standing there, and I think immediately like grabs you and Henry and yanks you guys inside and slams the door behind him.
Ugh.
Henry would have been trying to reach out in whatever direction Hank had fallen because, yeah, he was very one-track, and then he was shot, and he's still trying to be one-track despite extreme pain.
Yeah, I think Stanley like pulls you guys kind of into the center of the room. All the windows that were in this room are all like boarded up, so there's no way to see into this little building.
Do I lose another point?
Yeah, you lose another point.
All right, I would like to use this bite sting on myself.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm so glad I have +3. That's a 10.
Okay, nice. Yeah, so you are able to quickly seal up your throat enough. Are you back towards being not stable anymore?
It heals 3 harms, so now I'm back down to 3, so I am stable.
Oh, nice.
All right, yeah. So yeah, you can see, obviously, like, if you had a mirror, I suppose you can't see because it's on your throat. But you can still feel the pain in your throat that hurts, and it's hard to talk.
I think she spits
out
blood.
You're not actively bleeding out anymore.
She spits out blood and says, "Bastard."
I think Stanley like kneels down and like looks at you, and he says, "Are you the other one?"
Me? No, I'm. Yes, yeah, I'm the other one, not the one that was with you before.
Right. You got your body back. How?
A portal opened to the other side.
Is it still there?
No.
Can you heal him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go over and use the smite sting on Henry, too.
Okay, go ahead.
That is... Oh, gosh. See, I have to actually do math with physical dice.
You don't
That's
have to.
That's a 9.
9.
So on a 7 and 9, it also leaves a gnarly scar. So he's going to have a nice gunshot wound on his leg. Like a scar.
So Sammy, you are able to knit back whatever bone might have been shattered when she shot him in the leg. Kind of close up the hole, but there's kind of a dent on either side of his leg now. Where the entrance of it is, there's a nasty looking kind of puckered red scar.
You are healed of 3, though.
I think he's kind of... Through the pain, his teeth are gritted, and he just goes, "I was so close! I could have been on him!"
Well, now what? We can't go out there with her shooting like this. Do we just wait till she's out of bullets?
And as you say out of bullets, you hear a loud crack, and then there is a hole blasted in the side of the building, and it lands maybe 3 feet from you.
Great.
Start flipping tables.
I'm trying to think of what magic I might be able to do. I think I'll put up a force barrier, like, between us and the wall that she's shooting through and try to hold it.
Okay. Go and roll use magic.
14.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, you do that.
Magical anime girl here to save the day.
Since everything is boarded up in here, we can't tell anything from inside. We don't know where anyone is except for the direction of the shot.
You know the vague direction of Samantha at this point.
Yeah, Sammy is standing just with, like, her hands out in front of her. I'm sure you could kind of see, like, a golden force barrier in front of her. She says, "I can hold it for now, but we still need a plan."
Henry looks at her and goes, "I dropped him. If I could get out there and bring him in here..."
No one's going out there.
It would be a hostage. She wouldn't shoot if we had him.
I'm not sure about that.
Henry, she killed Elise.
Regardless, we'd have to get to him.
Either we do that or we sit here and wait until she blows holes in this whole place.
Well, you said you had a portal. How can you make a new one?
No, it's not... Well, actually... Because Henry can't make... Like, because these portals are different because they're dimensionally, right?
Not us that can make
Henry
them.
Henry can't make a portal.
And I think she shoots a look at Henry like, "Don't say anything because we don't want to give it away." Because they might be able to hear us.
Henry just looks and... No, it's not. It's not us, unfortunately. It's one person who is not on this side at the moment.
And he kind of looks between the two of you and he goes, you're Bjorn.
They kind of, they nod without speaking because they're just like, oh yeah, if they're within hearing distance, they don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Why isn't he here?
He's like under his breath or like more quietly. He's like, it's a really temperamental kind of a thing, I guess. Like sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And usually when it doesn't, it takes time.
And as you say that, a bullet slams into the barrier and demolishes itself.
We don't have any mobile barriers, do we? It's like they're set and then we have to stay behind them. We can't, there's no such one that we have that could move with us.
No.
I mean, should we just wait it out? Isn't it like a time thing? We just wait and maybe he'll try again? He's not just gonna leave us here.
I know that, but if we wait too long...
Another bullet comes crashing through and slams into the barrier. Sammy, it slams into the barrier, like, so close to your head. Like, you think... You get the idea she knows exactly where you are.
Oh, no! I don't like that.
And Henry sees... Henry sees this, too, and he's like, we can't stay here. This could take... If he does try it again, which he might, if this breaks beforehand, we're dead.
We have to stay here.
Yeah, I don't think we have a choice. What if he comes in there and she just shoots him?
I don't like this.
This is... Except Henry, like, he realizes this might be a terribly desperate idea. It actually is. But if... No, hear him out, okay? Is the
I'm
idea...
just laughing because it is a desperate situation, so that's accurate.
Yeah. He looks at you two, and he says... I mean, he's picking out where the closest boarded up space is that would be out of line of fire, and he says... Fine. We don't go after him. We gotta knock her out. If I could get out the back way...
There's no back way. There's one door.
Is there any way out of here besides the door? No? She's not expecting it. I could get to her and...
I'm sure she's expecting it.
What, we wait until she blows our heads off?
I don't
see
we
have another
option.
We wait until Bjorn comes through.
And I think he's just lapsed into silence because he's once again desperately trying to think of some alternative, because he doesn't like unknowns and plans, and the unknown in this case.
Sammy's holding the force field just fine for now.
For now? That's
so
the thing.
So you guys kind of settle in behind this force field to wait. Every couple of seconds you hear a crack, bang, as another bullet slams into it. And Stanley just kind of grumbles and says, I wonder how much ammo she has. And we're going to go back to Bjorn. A couple of minutes later, Bjorn.
Yeah.
let's see you roll again.
Come on, Bjorn, we need
oh,
you.
Oh, that is a 12.
A 12.
Oh.
Bjorn, you finally slice open another portal, one that should stay stable for quite some time. And you look out and you can see it is a night on the other side, just like it is here, but obviously it's always night on the other side. You can see in the darkness the front of the cabin. What do you do?
Before he steps through, he just looks back at Oliver and he just says, remember, stay out of view.
He crosses his arms and looks annoyed.
Like, stay out of plane of view of the portal, basically.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
off
I'm
to the
really
side.
Scared about him now.
Bjorn, before he steps through, is just going to assess. What does it look like? What does he see?
Bjorn, roll, read a bad situation.
Man, if we could snag their Stanley and bring him back.
That is a 12. Let me see if
Whoa.
I have that
okay.
advanced.
You get three questions then.
I do not have that advanced. So I am going to ask, what's most vulnerable to me? What's the best way to protect the victims? And are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
Okay. Bjorn, as you're standing here, just taking a quick look at this before you step through, you can see... On the other side of, sort of on the side of the building off to the left, you can see there's a pile of bones, and then a little farther away, you see a slumped over form of somebody. You can't tell who it is from this distance, but there's somebody off to the left of the building that is unconscious on the ground.
Okay.
Get them both. Get Hank and Stanley. Bring them back.
I don't think we want Hank.
Well, hostage.
As you're standing there, you hear you see the front of the door kind of explode with a tiny hole, as a sniper's bullet goes through it.
Okay.
And then maybe after a couple seconds later, you see it happen again.
Dive bomb her, you're invisible.
And I think that's all the information you need here.
Wait, so what was the answer to vulnerable to me, and what was the answer to dangers, and what was the answer to protect the victims? Just to make sure.
Oh, yeah, protect
the
victims is the last one. I think you can extrapolate from the others.
Okay.
But protect the victims, you need to get in that cabin, probably.
It's not you don't know to take who's her in there. First.
Here's the thing. You don't know who's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Either the person you see is one of them, or it's one of your guys.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. You can't see enough to see that there's blood on the ground or anything. It's dark here.
Do I know enough to know that Sammy doesn't really carry her sniper rifle around our Sammy?
You know that I jumped through the
portal. You could extrapolate
the
person shooting is probably Sammy. Yes,
Samantha,
I'll give you that.
Samantha.
But either, yes, Samantha. You could, either you need to get to that person that's outside, or you need to get into the building.
I think the best way to protect them is to take her out first.
Because
I'm invisible.
You are invisible.
I think you should go for Samantha.
You could go for Samantha, but I will say, like, you could also just get into that building and cut up another thing, but you assume the door's probably locked.
I think Bjorn is more thinking, like, being stealthy right now if he already went through the trouble to turn himself invisible.
Okay.
So he is going to...
She can definitely... She'll know that the portal's there, just so you know.
Yeah, yeah. But Bjorn... is the portal wide enough for me to, like, fly through it or no?
No.
Okay. Bjorn is going to step through and then immediately, like, fly up into the air, hopefully quietly, and try and figure out where she is. Because he has a general idea from the holes, but he probably doesn't know exactly where she is.
Okay.
So.
Bjorn, just because you're going to make a little noise with your wings,
yeah.
Go ahead and roll Act Under Pressure, and I'm going to give you a... I give you a +2 on this. I think it makes sense for the invisibility.
Oh. In that case, I get a +5 to this roll.
Yeah. You should be fine, but I'm just want to make it a little more interesting.
Am I acting in accordance with any of my fate tags?
I don't think so.
Loss of loved ones is one of the bad ones, end of days. Visions, sacrifice, probably not.
No.
Okay. That is a 14.
Okay. Yeah, you quietly.
And I
get
have
up
that
into the
advanced,
air.
I think.
I
yes.
think, honestly, she probably does.
I have that advanced.
You have it advanced, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she does not see you.
Okay.
I think, honestly,
I can choose something, though. I can either choose to do what I wanted and something extra, or to do what I wanted to absolute perfection.
Which would you prefer?
Well, I'm about to do something else, but I think it wouldn't really count to do it right now. I think it's a separate role, so I'm just going to say I do what I'm doing to absolute perfection.
All right. In that case, I think, honestly, like, she's too focused. She just doesn't hear you. I think you see maybe she shoots at a spot, like, she shoots at the portal, but obviously doesn't hit you. So you are in the air, flying.
Her bullet doesn't go through the portal, does it? Like, to the other side?
I know what I'm gonna do.
What do you do?
I'm gonna use my axe to chop her sniper rifle in half.
Sure.
Okay, you're
gonna
fly and try to chop her sniper rifle.
Maybe even her hands a bit, too, because I'm trying to go for, like, the guts of it, not the barrel. I'm trying to just cut it where it won't function anymore.
Do you want to attack her or the sniper rifle?
The sniper rifle.
Okay, roll Act Under Pressure.
I feel like you just moved really fast past the fact that Oliver could get shot through the portal.
That's why he told him to not stand in plain of view.
But he didn't move.
He's standing a couple feet.
I succeeded on the roll, so he's probably safe. That is a 7, barely.
7.
I was trying to destroy her rifle.
Don't forget you're acting on the read a bad situation.
Oh, so that's an 8.
So it's still an 8, but I just wanted to remind you. All right, yeah, Bjorn, you get up there and you slice through her sniper rifle with a 7. You slice through the sniper rifle, but I think you kind of have to, like, land on the branch that she's on, which shakes a little bit. And so she reaches out and grabs onto you. And now she has, like, a hold of you at this point. And I think you could see her kind of smile in the darkness. I assume you have your dragon eyes on.
Yeah.
Okay. She kind of grabs onto you, and now she has a hold of you, but you have chopped her sniper rifle in half.
Bjorn is going to try to use his weight to fall off the branch and smack her face into it so she lets go of me as I fall.
All right. You're mostly trying to get away from her, so
yeah.
Roll kicks. Roll act
under
pressure.
That is a 11.
11, okay. Yeah, you do that. That's what you do. You kind of fall off of her, and you kind of pull her into the branch, and she kind of just has to let go of you, and you kind of, your wings kind of catch you, and you land on the ground below.
I'm probably visible now if I attacked, right?
Yeah.
That's what I would assume.
I think so.
Okay. Did her gun clatter to the ground? Like, did it fall out of her hands when I cut it in half?
I was going to say, if it's up in a tree, it probably did.
Probably. It's useless right now. She doesn't have a reason
to hold on to it. Yeah, Bjorn doesn't want to leave the bits for her to repair it. He wants to grab a piece of it if he can.
Sure. You grab a piece of it. Probably not the end, which is really hot from shooting it a bunch.
Yeah. And, gosh, what does he do next? I guess he's just going to call out as he runs away, but he's keeping an eye on Samantha. I mean, she's not just going to let him run away.
What does he say?
He calls out and he just says, Sammy, Henry?
We're in here!
And as you yell, we're here, and then Stanley immediately like puts his hand over your mouth and says, that could be him. That could be mine. Shut up.
And, well, I mean, yeah, he doesn't know. Actually, they don't know either.
Yeah, Sammy keeps her.
When you hear them call out towards the the door.
I'm still looking at Sammy. Like, I guess I'm looking over my shoulder, like backing up as I run away with half of her gun. Like, what is she doing?
She jumps out of the tree and lands and starts walking towards you. Her hands are glowing green. She looks pissed.
Oh, boy.
We have to go.
How do we know it's you?
How do you know it's me? Because of the portal?
No, we
can't see it.
We didn't see the portal open. We, like, you need to tell them something that only they would know.
I mean, I don't think Bjorn's exactly thinking that facing down Samantha right now.
Fair enough.
Like, he said we have to go, you know, which implies that he knows he was from the other side, but Bjorn could know that too.
What do you say, Bjorn?
I think he's staring her down right now. I mean, I know that that wasn't enough for them, but, like, I don't think Bjorn actually knows that.
All right. Bjorn, you see her rear back like she's about to throw something at you. What do you do?
I throw my axe at her. At her hand.
Okay. Roll kick some ass.
I'm gonna switch dice. Hopefully not to my...
Is there like a crack in the door? Can Henry look?
Dismay.
No.
No?
There's holes that could look
it's
through.
It's dark.
You could look through
that
a hole.
That is a 13.
13.
I don't have it advanced though.
All right. What is your extra effect?
I would like
to... He's losing fingers?
That's not something he gets to pick.
Part of me feels like force her where I want her, but I don't think it's quite a positioning thing. I'm just trying to stop what she's doing. So I'm going to say suffer less harm. Maybe this kind of gums up whatever she was trying to do to me.
Okay. Yeah, you throw your axe, and I think it actually, like, embeds itself into her lower leg. Like, almost exactly where she hit Henry earlier.
Ooh, justice.
And she kind of it knocks her off kilter as she chucks a green fireball at your head. Bjorn, you would take 3 points of damage, but you're only going to take two.
So I take none.
So you take none. But now you're like, it kind of explodes next to the door next to you and kind of just blasts you forward like a couple feet and just obliterates the door.
Okay.
Now you can see through the door, Henry.
Probably see the axe return to my hand.
Yeah, you pull the axe forward and she kind of jerks and looks angry again. And as she does so, you're kind of off kilter a little bit. You pull the axe forward. She takes her other hand and blasts into the open room now. And fire explodes behind everyone else as it hits the wall on the back. And this cabin is ablaze.
It didn't bounce off the barrier. It probably would still start the cabin on fire, but it hit the barrier, or?
Well, the barrier is just covering them.
Okay.
You know.
Cool.
It doesn't cover the whole wall.
It gets over the barrier and hits the back wall. Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Okay, seeing the axe, I'm guessing, fly back past the doorway, I think Henry immediately turns to Stanley and goes, that's him. And he gets up to start to move out because he can see that, like, there's green fire and there's the axe, meaning that he has engaged Samantha.
Okay. Sammy, what do you do?
Great question. We need to keep Stanley safe because he has answers that we need still, information. So
put him in a barrier.
Yeah, I think she looks at him and says, you're coming with us.
That's what I want. All
right.
And she's going to stay in front of Stanley and I guess help, like, keep herself between him and Samantha as they move out towards the portal.
Can I roll to see if Henry can pick up where his evil self is at the moment?
No, because you can't see him.
But there's, like, fire everywhere now. How can I not see him?
Because she blew out the back of the door, or she blew out the back of the building, and at the front of the building and he's on the side of the building.
I think
so unless
Susanna's
you go
saying,
outside and walk around to the side of the building past Samantha, no, you can't see him from right where you are. If you want to go try to get him, you're welcome to.
If we've got us, I mean, if you're going to give me enough time, he definitely wants to look.
I don't think we need Hank.
Okay, Henry, you run out the front door. Roll act under pressure.
All right. Keep in mind, impulsive 15-year-old teenager.
Yeah, I mean, Bjorn's actually for this idea once he figures out what's going on.
Well, you don't know who Hank is.
No, I know that, but if I see a Henry with a normal arm go after another Henry...
Well, you still haven't seen who's over there.
That's true.
Dark.
That's true. I don't actually know. Yeah, that's true.
With the modifier from cool, that is a 10, I believe.
Ooh.
A 10, yeah. Henry, you run past another fireball as alternate Sammy or Samantha is just chucking them at you guys now. She's just pissed. You can see absolute rage on her face. You run around to the other side and you can see Hank is still lying there on the ground, unconscious.
Is he unconscious or just paralyzed?
He's paralyzed, but it's the same.
Functionally
same
the
basic
same.
Function.
I just like to think that he knows what's going on, but can't do
it. Oh, yeah, he's conscious.
He does.
We've sitting
said
previously
here
that they can
to
they
the
can
sound
hear,
of bullets.
I've changed
move.
My mind on Hank. We could take him. we can bring him. We can bring him.
All right. Sammy, what are you doing?
I'm escorting Stanley to the portal.
She is standing between you and Stanley. Between you and the portal.
Samantha is?
Mm-hmm.
I have a question really quick before we continue.
Yeah.
How do we all feel on this side besides the rift energy? Do we feel like we're dying?
Probably not yet.
Okay.
Mm.
You have felt that horrible, oppressive sort of dread as soon as you step through the door.
Mm-hmm.
Or through the portal.
Okay.
The same as everyone else has. But you haven't felt like sick yet, for lack of a better explanation.
Could I try to use... Since she's using fire, I kind of want to use ice. I'm kind of thinking of trying to hit her with the ice storm spell.
Mmm.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my.
You remember that that's like an area of effect.
Effect kind of
yeah.
thing,
right?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to concentrate it on her area.
And not your area.
You're gonna... It's gonna... The whole area is gonna be ice.
This is gonna be a wide range if you attempt, I'm sure.
You don't want to do something more targeted?
You know I like the ice storm spell. Is there...
I do. All right, fine.
Well,
Sammy,
okay, actually, can I freeze her in place? Like, I know
ice?
I was thinking freeze with physical ice, but I've done it with the force barrier before where I keep people contained and not able to move.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Can I try to use my force magic to stop
basically,
her from moving?
Yeah, the basic magic effect of,
Yeah.
It's like the trap a specific person.
Yeah,
trap
a, yeah, go ahead. Roll, use magic then.
All right, no ice storm spell. Bye.
Just as a fan of your character, like, I do want you guys to, like, you know, survive.
Hmm.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay,
What you got?
Eight.
Okay.
Ooh, that's not so bad. What's your glitch?
It was a 5 on the dice, which is why I got scared.
Mmm.
What's your glitch?
Glitch. Oh, there's not any good options here! I can't really take the effect as weakened because I need to keep her from moving. I don't want it to be of short duration because I need everybody to get through the portal. I don't want any more immediate unwelcome attention. So it leaves me with either one harm or problematic side effect.
And one harm will make you, unstable again.
You could feasibly make it through the portal while being unstable. Just saying.
Yeah. All right, I'll take one harm.
Sammy, I think the stress of trying to hold this spell, you can immediately feel Samantha and Jadis trying to beat against it, trying to stop this from happening as she freezes in midair. You can see, like, you've just barely got her, and the stress of it makes your throat open back up again. It wasn't completely healed. And it just rips back open again. And you start... dribbling blood down the front of your shirt again.
She just holds it in place. I'm sure they can tell she's not going to be able to do it for long without her saying that.
Bjorn, you kind of got knocked on your butt again with the explosion that she hit you, but you're back up again. What do you want?
So I see them come pouring out. I see Sammy lock up Samantha. I see Henry go for Hank. What's Stanley doing?
Stanley was behind Sammy. I think he has like kind of caught on to Sammy and is just like wrapped her arm over his shoulder because she's like wavering and bleeding profusely again.
Okay. Bjorn, I think, quickly realizes what they're trying to do with Hank. And he's going to go over and try and help Henry. He's not going to say anything. He's just going to run over and try and help. So he's going to attempt to help move Hank onto our side of the portal.
Okay, you run over there and snag onto the unfortunately conscious but paralyzed Hank. And he just glares up at you with angry eyes.
Like, if he's gotten over there, I think he's just looking down at him, and he kind of crouches down, looks at him, and he goes, "This is a bit nostalgic. You know, I killed my version of you on our side, right?"
And he just stares at you. And you can see he kind of moves his jaw a little bit, like the paralyzation is starting to wear off a bit.
All right, then he just...
Like he's trying to talk.
He quickly, he reaches down to, like, get an arm, like, I don't know, like, around his neck or something. He's not being gentle about this at all. He just crouches, like, "All right, you're coming with us."
Yeah, you start dragging him forward. I'm not going to make you roll for it.
Does Bjorn see him start moving his lips again?
Yeah, probably.
Dose him again.
And then he looks at Bjorn's like, "Actually, that would be a good idea. Or else, unconsciousness either way." Pulls a dart.
You stab him again. And this time, I think you see him pass out.
Oh.
And then Henry just goes, "Oh, that's a lot easier. All right." And yeah, he starts to... he starts to like grab... Like he's got an arm around his neck or something. And just like pulling him across the... Or like maybe he lifts him. That's what I'll do. He'll lift him.
Whatever. You guys get him towards the portal.
Yeah.
Bjorn, your portal is still open. You, of course, don't know how long it'll be open.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy, you are still kind of locked into this with Samantha. Yeah. And you can feel her trying to break out.
See, here's the problem. Samantha can teleport. So she could just come over to our side even once we get through.
Yeah.
So I think Sammy is going to have to stay on this side and hold her until you guys could get back to the fort with Stanley.
Hmm. Because she just teleports with magic, not with items, right?
She has the egg thing that the Elysinator tried to give us.
Yeah, she has the item, but then Jadis taught them how to do the instantaneous teleportation.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're going to have to, like, physically, like, or else...
Okay, so for now at least, she's going to keep holding Samantha in place, and I think she kind of chokes out, "Stanley, get through. Go."
I think Stanley says, "I'm not going through without you." And I think he, like, picks you up and starts carrying you towards the portal.
No!
All right, you guys all meet right at the portal.
Yeah, I don't think we're standing around. I think Henry is soldiering on.
Yeah, I think we're at least
on.
Henry and Bjorn are getting through with our captive.
All right, you guys head through. It's just Stanley and Sammy on the other side. Sammy, what do you do?
I kind of want to try and force Stanley through. Like, push him or something, but I know that's not going to work.
I mean, you have magical ways to push, so you'd have to let go of Samantha, but...
Did you guys hear the part where I said the problem is that Samantha could just come over? Like,
yeah, we heard that. I mean, Bjorn's thinking about that too, but he hasn't gotten there yet. He needs to at least get us all on our side first, is his thought.
All right, well, Sammy is going to stand there and tell, like, kind of motion for Stanley to go through first. Because she wants to be the last one.
Bjorn has an idea. Bjorn has an idea. Okay. As we're running through, he says, "Henry, can you dart her too?"
And he shrugs. He's like, "Hey, I got spares.
They'll give us time."
I think he's still holding Hank up, but I think he'll, I'll give it to Sammy, I guess, or else I'll try to do it myself.
You guys are all a couple feet away from Samantha.
I mean, Bjorn is still holding Hank, so you could probably just let me take Hank and shoot her.
I'm still freezing her in place, so she can't dodge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bjorn, go ahead and roll, I guess, kick some ass at +1.
Wait, I'm doing it?
Well, you said you were going to shoot her.
No, I mean, he's
Henry.
He's asking me to
somebody
do the shooting.
Somebody roll, kick some ass at +1.
I will roll at +1. That is a 6, 7, 8. plus my tough and plus one makes 9, 10.
Okay, yeah, you stab her, and Sammy, it starts getting a lot easier to hold on to her.
You see Sammy kind of relax a little bit.
And I think at this point, Stanley says, enough, and pushes Sammy through. Stanley goes in afterwards, and you guys go in afterwards as well. And the portal is still open.
Now, like, there's no way to forcibly close them, right? They just have to fizzle?
You have tried, haven't you?
Yes, I think I've tried, but Bjorn still says, start getting to the boat.
Yeah, we're moving quickly, as quickly as we
can. Sammy, you take another point of damage.
Oh, goody.
Wait, didn't she already stabilize herself?
No, I reopened it when I used magic.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Henry could try the DIY surgery on her.
I can heal myself. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Once Bjorn sends him off, he will attempt to close the portal.
Okay, Bjorn, roll use magic.
That is a 9.
Okay.
And yeah. This is a special move, I think, right?
Yeah. And with that, the portal slams shut.
Okay. I don't like it.
Poor Oliver just sees Sammy tumble through with a slice open throat.
I think Oliver is immediately like right on Sammy and is like holding onto your throat with his hands and just kind of like trying to like hold onto your cheek with his other hands, just like looking at you and mumbling incoherently.
Before Sammy runs off, she's gonna try and heal her throat again.
Okay, go ahead. Roll, use magic.
I'm gonna use this might suck. Or not this might suck, this might sting. That was my other move.
I mean, it might suck too, just saying.
11. So I heal of 3.
All right, you're good.
Nice.
I think she just wheezes out, I'm okay. Gets to her feet and starts running with the rest of them.
Yeah, you do that. I think Oliver kind of helps you to your feet, and Stanley's on the other side helping you to your feet. And you guys run for the boats.
I have a question. Before we leave, does Bjorn feel like, I know it's a mechanics thing, but does he feel any more or less successful on closing this portal?
Like, you're not sure.
Would he get the feeling that he should stay and make sure it stays closed?
It should stay closed.
It should stay closed.
As far as you know.
As far as I know. Because of all the times so far, I've never seen it reopen.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the longest I've seen it stay open?
I don't remember. Like, it's like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
It hasn't been very long.
Okay.
It's already been open for like 5 minutes.
She can get over whenever she wants. Yeah. So I'm basically just going to count on the paralytic keeping her down long enough.
Yeah.
So Bjorn is just going to run with them, but he is going to pull out his phone and call Miguel.
Okay, you call Miguel.
And he's like, you know, panting, and he's like running through the woods. He's just like, hey, we're coming in hot. We've got Hank.
And Stanley.
Excuse me.
And other Stanley. What?
You brought over Hank?
Yes.
Jesus. All right, fine.
Can the oubliette hold him, what he is?
I don't know. I'll
he
try.
He broke into it before.
He broke into the fort before.
Then no.
The kitchen trapped me. Why don't we go to the kitchen?
You got any plans? Should we bring him, or is that too dangerous? This is an opportunity to learn more.
Well, what else are you going to do with him?
We can't just send him back. Not after all this.
I don't know what he could do here.
The empty man's name didn't work on him either. I tried.
And Bjorn relays that.
Jesus.
There's gotta be something.
We need to figure out what he is.
Bring him back. I'll try to find something.
Maybe we can sedate him or something somehow.
Yeah, we could probably at least do that. Just bring him back.
Okay. Bring in a fox into the hen house, he mutters under his breath.
Yeah.
And then he'll say, we'll see you soon.
Yeah, all right.
This plan has 0 flaws.
No, yep, zero nothing flaws. At all.
And in another, 20 minutes or so.
One other thing.
Yeah.
Bjorn is going to evaluate how Manly is doing.
He seems fine.
He seems fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can see him, Bjorn. I think you're all kind of seeing him for the first time, like in the light. Well, it's dark. Never mind. He looks thinner than your Stanley. He's got deep bags under his eyes that you can see even in the darkness. He looks not great, but he's alive.
This is probably the first time he's seen the moon in a while.
Yeah, as soon as you guys, it's you're in the forest, but as soon as you guys break out onto the beach where the boat is, I think you see Manly alternate Stanley kind of stop short on the beach, on the edge of the beach, and just take a couple of halting steps out onto the sand. And then I think you see him like fall onto his knees and just stare out over the ocean, which is moving, and the moonlight reflecting off of it, and just kind of stares for a couple seconds.
Buddy. Oh.
And I think if we're all sort of there, I think he's gonna feel a hand on his shoulder. He looks down, or possibly looks eye to eye. I think it would be eye to eye. He's still got Hank, but Henry goes, "There's a lot we gotta tell you. Come on."
Okay.
And you can just see him staring at the moon as you guys board onto your boat. And you head back to the fort with Hank in tow. And that's where we're going to leave it.
I don't know how to feel about this. I feel generally good, but this is very dangerous.